This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are more new homes being built in this economy right now than there have been in a good long while. Housing starts were up more than 21% April to May. That's from the Census Bureau this morning. And starts are up almost 6% over this time last year. Given how few existing homes are for sale these days, owners perhaps reluctant to trade low for high mortgage rates, right? All this new construction should eventually help with the housing affordability problem that we have, at least in theory. More supply to meet that robust demand. Turns out, though, that much of what's being built is more high-end housing. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that one.
Building a new house has never been more expensive. At least that's how it seems to Clint Mitchell, who owns a building company in Indianapolis.
First, it was land prices. And then post-COVID, there's been inflation of all kind of materials and labor to build a house.
Add in high mortgage rates, and a home that might have been within reach for a first-time buyer a year or two ago just isn't anymore.
And so builders have looked to who is out there in the market and able to buy.
And he says it's mostly people who have more money and want a higher-end house. So that's what he and most builders have been building. Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution says to some degree that's always been the case.
New construction has always been more expensive than older existing homes.
Historically, she says,
as high-income households move into new construction, the units that they move out of filter down on the income spectrum.
But in the last decade or so, that hasn't been happening as much. New construction slowed way down during the Great Recession and still hasn't caught back up. And
because there isn't enough of the new supply, older units aren't coming down in price and filtering to lower income households as quickly as they used to.
So everything is just more expensive. In some cases, Allie Wolf at the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda says builders are building smaller homes that they initially intend to sell for less.
But then when they bring them to the market, the buyer pool is so deep that the builder is raising prices to try to match the level of demand.
A lot of local governments also have strict zoning laws and regulatory barriers that make it hard for developers to build, especially lower-cost, high-density housing, says Chris Herbert at the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard.
If we have more communities that allow for more multifamily housing, more townhouses, more small single-family houses on small lots, then I think we will see more of that housing get built.
Which, he says, could make a real difference when it comes to affordability. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.